let go, we should start from the beginning again.
So I hope that most of you sort of began from the beginning again in terms of, or maybe you never left Shabbos. Maybe I'm the one who was chote, but it took me a little while to get back into where we were holding. So let me just summarize very, very briefly what we spoke about in the last year, which was the boy mine Rebbe, because to a certain extent that gives the context of what we have over here in terms of Abaye and Daf Gimel Amud Beis. If you recall, boy mine Abaye Rav mi Rebbe hitino chaveru ochen umashkin vehotzien lachutz mahu, that we had a question whether akiras gufo ka akiras chefetz or not, and we tried to explain the various options, the various sides, and the Gemara paskin akiras gufo akiras chefetz mimakomo. Boom. However, eino dome liyodo, that akiras yodo is not considered to be akiras chefetz mimakomo. That's clear from the Mishnah. I look at Rashi, four lines in the bottom. Eino dome liyodo hapshuta lifnim v'gufo lachutz v'nosan bal habayis l'tocha, and then the ani takes his hand from the Rishus HaYochid and pulls it back into the Rishus HaRabim. Potter beitana de masnisin af lo ani shahotziya. So we have over here akiras yado. The yad is moving from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The body all the time is in Rishus HaRabim. That's not considered to be an akira mida oraisa. There's no way that ani is going to be chayav. That is a given. Okay. We explained that, as you recall, in one of two ways. Either that in order to have an akira, you have to have a makom. Karka is a makom. Gufo, which is omid al karka, is nayach, is a makom. A yad is not a makom. Or that this is not considered to be a pu'ula of akira. Moving the yad back to the body is not a pu'ula of akira, because the yad is attached to the body all the time. It never really did anything. You're just treading water. You're not accomplishing anything. And we said that maybe these two perushim are totally in the two girsaos in the Gemara. The girsa of Rashi, of yodo lo nayach, as opposed to gufo nayach, and the girsa of Rabbeinu Hananel, of yodo basar gufo grera. And then we saw that the Tosa says that you can combine the girsaos, etc. That is the background. Namely, after Rav came to the Beis Medrash, and after he asked Rebbe, and after he said what he said, then comes on Gabaye, and now wants to take it one step further. Now let's look into the Gemara from the two dots. Amar Abaye, Pshitali, Yodo shel Adam, Eino, Lo kirishus harabim, Velo kirishus hayochid. Namely, if we take what we saw so far, in terms of what Rav and Rebbe had a discussion, so Abaye says, you tell me then. What is Abaye adding to what we saw previously? And previously we dealt with yad in terms of how we deal with akiras hayad, when I'm moving my hand. I'm in one rishus, my yad is another rishus, and I'm moving my hand from the rishus where it was into the rishus of my body. What is Abaye adding to this? Amar Abaye pshita. Yodo shel adam eino lo kirishus harabim velo kirishus hayachid. Now when I'm moving my hand, what is someone doing? Someone else is doing something. He's taking something out of my hand. He's taking something out of my hand, and the question is, where is my hand? Or what is my hand? If my body is in rishus harabim, my hand is in rishus hayachid, is my hand like rishus hayachid? Or is my hand like rishus harabim? And so Abaye is telling us, what is my hand? Like neither, right? That's telling us what it is, telling us what it's not. You know, it's going to have an abaya, what it is. Here it tells us, pshita, yado shel adam eino lo kirishus hayrabim velo kirishus hayochid. And let's read the Gemara according to Rashi. Kirishus hayrabim lo damya miyado do'oni, kirishus hayochid lo damya miyado de'bal habayis. That if we deal with the situation of the yad, of the Ani is standing in Rishus HaRabim. His Yad is in Rishus HaYachid. And a Balabayas takes something out of the Yad, then that Balabayas, no matter what he's going to do, is always going to be Potter. Why? Because that Yad is not like Rishus HaYachid. Hu Hadin in terms, or it's not like Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't go after where he was, but rather after where it is. Hu Hadin, if we the Yad is not like Rishus HaYachid, Eino Loki Rishus HaRabim, Loki Rishus HaYachid, from the Yad of the Baal HaBayis, the Yad of the Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaBayis sitting in Rishus HaYachid, his hand is in Rishus HaRabim, the Oni takes something out of the hand, again he's Pater. Why is he Pater? Because the hand is not considered to be like Rishus HaYachid. Those are all details. But what's the rule over here according to Rashi? What would you have thought without the Mishnah? What would you have thought without the Mishnah?
Yeah.
So Rashi says, Amar Bai Pshitali Mimas Nisin, the Yodo Shel Adam Apshuta L'Rishus Acheres, Eino Nizrekes Achar Gufa L'Gamra L'Yoki Rishut Shehu Omeid Ba. Bein Shehu Rishut HaYachid, Bein Shehu Rishut HaRabim. Without the Mishnah, you would have thought, Yado basar gufo azlinan, that we view the makam of the yad as the makam of the guf. Comes along the Mishnah and says, no, we don't view the makam of the yad as the makam of the guf. Irrelevant if the guf is in Rishus HaRabim, irrelevant if the guf is in Rishus HaYachid. Correct? So far so good? Look in Rabbeinu Chananel. What did Rabbeinu Chananel say? Amar Abaye. Someone want to read? Amar Abaye. The classic editions is two lines in the bottom. In the Oz Vahadar edition, it's somewhere else. Yeah.
Amar Abaye. Yadu Shaladam Eino Chashuva Kirishus HaYachid Yadu Di'ani Hanasuna Bachutz Sh'ilu Haisa Kirishus HaYachid Lo Haya Bal Abaye Sanot Lo Mi Tocha Chayav. He owed Elo Isaac Rishus HaRabim Lo Nishayev HaOni Anod Lo Mitocha Vahu Babayis Vahu Babayis Chayev V'chev and Yomar Abay Yadu Shalom Eino Lo Kirishus HaRabim Lo Kirishus HaYachin Hutzroch Lishol Mahu Sheteicha Shevyado Ki Karmaz Im Hotzi
Okay, but in terms of the first section, the Pshita of Abay, is Rabbeinu Chananel similar to Rashi, different from Rashi, Sariel? Very different. What footnote do you have over there in your Gemara? Says he has a footnote. B'shas hagirsa lahefech, the rishus hayachid lo damya miyado debal habayis. V'girsa shrabenu tamua, v'ulai tolas sofer nafal b'devarav. B'tzarachiyun. That it appears that Rabbeinu Chananel has the girsa screwed on backwards. That in other words, we have in our Gemara that eino kirishus harabim, kirishus harabim lo damya. We learned that out from Yado Da'ani. And according to Ben Chananel, according to his Girsa, Eino Kirishus HaYachid, we learn out from the Ani. And Eino Kirishus HaRabim, we learn out from the Ashir. In other words, just the opposite of what we have in our Gemara. Nu, Rabotai, is this really just a total sofer in Rabbeinu Chananel? Look, open the Gemara to the back, to the Baal HaMor. Open up to the pages of the Rif. The Aleph Amud Beis. You have it, the Falfamid Beis. Before we begin reading the Baal HaMor from the beginning, just to give you a sense of where he's heading, let's look in the Baal HaMor from the eighth line down. See, it says, V'harav Shlomo hechlif shita zo b'perusho v'nireh shehu goreis b'chiluf v'hagirsa shekosavnu hu hanachona. Namely, that the girsa that we saw in Rabbeinu Chananel is not a fluke, is not a Tolos Sofer, but it's the girsa of the Gaonim. The Baal HaMor is going to adapt that girsa and say lehefech, that Rashi is the one who turned it upside down on its head, but the correct girsa is the Rabbeinu Chananel. Now let's go back to the beginning and see this girsa through the eyes of the Baal HaMor. Amar Abaye, no Shuki, you were reading, Yado Shel Adam.
Eino lo ki rishus ha-yachid ve lo ki rishus ha-rabim pirish. Yado shel adam ha-pshuto l'rishus ha-cheres. Eino ki osa rishus shi pshuto l'tocha l'gamre ki rishus ha-yachid.
Sorry, before you continue. Now we said according to Rashi that without the Mishnah, we would have said that the yad goes after the body. The Mishnah is machadish to us that the yad doesn't go after the body. According to this girsa, what would we have thought without the Mishnah? Just the opposite. Without the, without the Mishnah, we would have thought that the yad goes after where it is, where the yad is. The Mishnah is machadish to us, the yad doesn't go after where it is. Namely, we have over here, within the Havamina, what would you have thought without the Mishnah? Two opposite directions. Rashi's picture was, without the Mishnah, we would view a hand like the body. If the body is in Rishus HaRabim, we would have thought the hand is Rishus HaRabim. If the body is Rishus HaYachid, we would have thought the hand is Rishus HaYachid. According to the Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa, according to the Girsa of the Baal HaMor, without the Mishnah, we would have thought the hand is where it is, not where the body is, where the hand is. If the hand is in Rishus HaRabim, we would have thought the hand is Rishus HaRabim. If the hand is Rishus HaYachid, we would have thought the hand is Rishus HaYachid. Namely, the Maskana of both Girsos is the same. The Maskana is, we don't view the hand where the body is, and we don't view the hand where the hand is. But what would we have thought without the Mishnah? We're coming from different poles. Rashi is coming from the pole that without the Mishnah we would have viewed Yodo Basar Gufo Azlinan. And according to the Girsa of the Gaonim, without the Mishnah we would have thought that the hand is Kaosa Rishushi Pshuta Lesocha. And now, given that different assumption, then the Girsa makes perfectly good sense. Ki Rishus HaYachid Lo Havei. Namely, that the raya is the ani is standing outside. He has in his hand a basket. He puts the basket into the Rishus HaYachid. Were we to view the hand as a Rishus HaYachid, what did the Ani do? He did an Akira from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. The Ani should be Chayev. Who cares what happens afterwards? Who cares whether the Baal HaBayis takes it, doesn't take it? The Ani should be Chayev. Namely, had we viewed a hand as being where it is, then when the Ani moves his hand from where his body is to the other Rishus, that should be an Akira. Namely, according to this, Abaye is simply repeating what who already said? This is Rav and Rebbe. Right, Akiras. What? How do we view Akiras Yado? And he continues. V'od, the other side. Ilu hayis continue.
Ilu hayis yado shel ani habshuta lefnim ki rishus hayachid gemura. Haya bal habayis pater umoter kishinosin letocha.
Because he's not doing anything. He's simply putting something from rishus hayachid into rishus hayachid. Ukishanota misocha vananten maninan b'masnisin.
Turei deka avid maiset tamanya. Turei dechulon
pater avalaser. Right? In other words, so we have over here that we can't view the hand as being the Rishus where it is for two reasons. A, the Ani should have been Chayev already from the very beginning for moving his hand from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. B, then the Baal HaBayis who takes something from the hand should be Mutar Legamrei. It shouldn't be Pater Aval Asar. Yes? That's exactly what Abaye is saying. Pshitali, Abaye starts with Pshita that Rav was correct. When Rav asked Rebbe, what is the din of Akiras Gufo? The suffix was about Akiras Gufo. But Akiras Yado certainly is not considered to be an Akira. That's what Abaye is saying, Pshita. Pshita, I am simply coming back to the sugya after Ben Azmanim of Sukkis. So I'm telling Pshitali what we learned before Sukkis. What Rav said in the name of Rebbe before Sukkis, that's Pshitali. And what Rav said was a pshita that we don't view the hand as to where it is. Namely, we have over here that according to Rabbeinu Hananel, according to the Baal HaMor, we have a continuity from the previous sugya into this sugya. Abaye is simply restating that which we already saw in the previous sugya. that the Havamina was we would view a hand as being independent. Kamash Malan, we don't view the hand as being independent. Mashenkin, the way Rashi learns, Abaye is starting at a new point. We would have thought that the hand is dependent totally. Kamash Malan is not totally dependent. The other, in other words, we have over here the two sides of the coin going in opposite directions. Okay, so just be aware that you know that even though the maskana is the same according to both Girsot, that in order for a hand to be considered like the Rishus where it is, what do we require? Excellent. In other words, that when you have hand and goof in the same Rishus, then the hand is like that Rishus and like that goof. Then you have an identity of the hand with the individual. But when the goof is in one Rishus and the hand is in another Rishus, then the hand is not like the Rishus where the goof is, nor is it like the Rishus where the hand is. It's nishtahin, nishtaher. It's not here, it's not there. Then the Abaye is, well then, what is it? Right? Then we'll move over to the next stage of the Gemara, the boy mene Abaye. Okay? So just be aware that we have over here this distinction. The Baal Hamor and Rabbeinu Chananel had the same girsa. I'm sorry, I have a cough. The Baal Hamor and the Rabbeinu Chananel had the same girsa, but they don't have the same shot in the girsa. If you go back now to Rabbeinu Chananel, you'll see he has a different shot within the girsa, but they're both starting with the same girsa, that the Havamina was that the hand would be according to the place where it is. Kamashon from the Mishnah, the diuk of the Baal Hamor is his diuk of Rabbeinu Chananel is his diuk, that it's not that way. But that's all as opposed to Rashi in terms of what the Havamina was. Okay, that's stage A. Let's move over to stage B. Stage B is the Baya of Abaye. Boy Abaye. Boy Abaye. Someone else wants to read? Binyamin, can you continue?
So, I guess the son of Magu is that they come. We can feel Rabbanan wearing the Abaye
of Tashma. Slowly. Before you get to Tashma, what's Abaye's question? In other words, since we see that the Yad, when the Yad is in one Rishus, and the goof is in another Rishus, that what?
It's not fully like
either Rishus. So then what's the question?
Maybe Rabban made it. Maybe they were tasked or they made an Isser.
Using two terms that are very, 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 very different. And you tell that those terms are not just different, but what are they? Two Girsos in the Gemara. That's what Tosfos points out. So let's just read the phrase. Mahu shete'ase kekarmelis mi kansuhu rabbonon la'ha'adure ligabei. Olo. If you were to not have Rashi or Tosfos, you have this Gemara in front of you. You're Rashi. And you were to try to, or your art scroll, you wanted to explain this Gemara. What would be the the simplest way of learning the Gemara, and what would be a more complicated way of learning the Gemara? When you have over here the Kaf HaDimyon, Mahu Shetayase Ki Karmelis, what are two ways of understanding this Kaf HaDimyon? Binyamin.
Did Rabbanan make it into a Karmelis?
And then, once it's into a Karmelis,
then it's really us or like a Karmelis.
Right. In other words, that over here the stress is that did Rabbanan say this is a Karmelis, and then, as in a Karmelis we have a Knas, so also here we'll have a Knas, or?
It says just similar to a Karmelis where you can't take it from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, so too when you have your hand in one Rishus and your body in another Rishus, you cannot take it.
Excellent. There was it simply, or were Rabbanan go kones in our situation, and then in parentheses, we find the precedent for such a knas in a karmelis. But not that Rabbanan called this a karmelis. Right? This has nothing to do with the classic karmelis, but simply that Rabbanan were kones over here, ki karmelis, like they were kones in a karmelis. If we learn the first girsa, then, if we learn the first way you're learning, that Rabbanan viewed this as a karmelis, then which girsa would fit in smoother? Me? Miyasruha. Does it have the status of the karmelis? If we view it as a knas, then we have the girsa mikansu. That's what Tosas points out. Mahu shiteyosek a karmelis. I'm sorry, mikansu rabbanan la'adure. Nira lari the garas miyasruha. Velo garas mikansua. Because later on in the sugya, we're going to find the ability of having a knas, even if it's not like a karmelis. Namely, that we can distinguish between the content of the knas and the reason for the knas. Veshema hadavdu a kekarmelis name have knasa. In other words, that over here Tosas raises the issue as to, do we have over here an equation with the karmelis, or do we have simply a parallelism to the karmelis? Which way did Rashi learn? Which way did Rashi learn? Did Rashi learn that the Gemara really had a havin that this was a karmelis, or the Gemara viewed this as a knas and simply brought in karmelis as a precedent? Yes, Ariel?
I think Rashi learned that it's a knas, not that it's a karmelis and a male. There's a Rashi learned that it's a knas.
Let's read Rashi. Boy Abaye. Yes. Let's read Rashi. Let's see Rashi.
I don't think it's a real karmelis.
So Binyamin, even before we get to that, boy abaye, hashta de chazin on the lav basar gufo shadin and lay leinyan ichiyuve doraisa alma iflig reshusa mi achmor ala rabbanan. What's next word? Lemahave karmelis. Mi achmor ala rabbanan lemahave karmelis. In other words, did Rabbanan say that this is a karmelis? That this is has a what?
Mi'ach
or Rabbanan? Mi'ach, fine. I'm doing Rabbanan. The whole concept of karmelis is mi'drabbanan.
Right, but then your natural thought would be that it's not a karmelis. We're being the mi'ach in this case. It's a knas.
That's the question as to whether Rabbanan turned this into a karmelis with the chumra of, with the isum of the karmelis. That's what Tosafot points out, that according to a Rashi learns, Nira Lari, according to Rashi, garis iasruha. That we're turning it into a karmelis. Once it's a karmelis, then we have this chumra of of osur lehotzio mitocho. They have to hold it until the end of Shabbos. That's the knas of the karmelis. But according to Rashi, we have the lemahave karmelis. And Rashi viewed it as a karmelis, not just stam as a knas. Now, if it's stam a knas, it's stam a knas. If it's a karmelis, we have to understand, like, what is the connection between a person's hand and a karmelis? Well, we never learned the dinim of karmelis, but if we just look for a minute on the Vav Hamad Aleph, that's where the makar of karmelis is in the Bavli. It's actually a Tosefta. Smack in the middle of the Vav Hamad Aleph, we have a Raisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Tosefta. Dalad Rishiyos L'Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, karmelis, Umakam Tur. And then the Gemara, and then the Brice over there explains. Ezehu Rishus HaYachid, Choritz Shehu, Amok, Yud V'Rachav Dalet. Something that has... Just very basically. Definition of Rishus HaYachid is...
Walls.
Mechitza. Something that's Amok, Yud V'Rachav Dalet, V'chen Geder Shehu Gavoa, Yud V'Rachav Dalet, Zoy Rishus HaYachid Mur. You have a Makom of Dalet al Dalet, which is surrounded by machitzot. Ezohi Rishut HaRabim, Sartiya, Paltiya, Gedolga, Mavoas, Mefuloshin. Zohi Rishut HaRabim. What's Rishut HaRabim? What's that definition?
No walls.
Hmm?
No walls.
Not just no walls, but...
What?
Sartiya, Paltiya, in other words, Mavoas, Mefuloshin. Not just a question of no walls, but you have...
Public area.
Public area, right? You have Rabbi Mishtam Shimbo. And then we have the... Aval hayam ubika istavinis v'karmelis ein aloka rishus hayrabim v'aloka rishus hayachid v'einosnim besocho v'chulei v'chulei. That the karmelis is this place which Gili spoke to previously. On one hand, has no walls. On the other hand, it is relatively uninhabited. Right? So it's einok rishus hayachid because there are no walls. It's Eino Karishus HaRabim because it's relatively uninhabited. What in the world does all of this have to do with Yado Shel Adam? You know, what over here is Abaye's Safek, is this a karmelis or not? If we learn Abaye like the Giris of Mikonsuhu, there's nothing to do with the karmelis. It's just a question of, since it's neither Nishtahi Nishtaher, did Rabbanon put an Easter on it that a person shouldn't go around doing these actions all day long, and so they were kones him. And it's similar to a knas that we have in a Carmelist, but not we're not comparing the act to the Carmelist. Then we have no problems. But if we learn like Rashi and like the Girsa of Tosos of Miyasruhu ke Carmelist that we have over here, do we say this is Mamash Carmelist? What's the connection? What's the connection between this and a Carmelist? Yes.
So Sefta mentions that the definition of a Carmelist is something which has a characteristic of each of them, but not in full definition of either of them. So here also is that it seems to be that the hand is attached to the body because there's an arm in between your hand and your body. So that would give it that it's the rishus in which the body stands. But at the same time, it's across the line. So it seems to be that it's carrying characteristic of both the rishus and rishus or adam.
I would take Hillel's direction, but just try and refine it a little more in terms of definition. But basically, Hillel is correct that we have over here some form of kilayim. And I would start, Afka, from left field. I'm pretty sure that I heard this from the Rav at one time, because I'm not a baki in Maseches Zvachim by any means, as in any other Masechta. But there is a Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. What the Gemara says as follows: V'ha Tinan. I'm sorry, V'ha Tanya. Rishkos Habnuyos B'chol. Upetuchos lekodesh. Okay, let's assume the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. Okay, so you close your eyes, you picture the Beis Hamikdash on Har Habayis. Right? There are walls around Har Habayis. Those are the gvulot of the Beit Hamikdash. Now, picture to yourselves that the Beis Hamikdash, there's too much avoda going on, so they have to expand the Beis Hamikdash. So they take what they call in Hebrew a caravan. In English, a movable home, what is it, a trailer, right? They pull up a trailer to the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, make a hole in the wall, and the trailer is outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but the only entrance into the trailer is from the Beis HaMikdash. You can enter the trailer from the Beis HaMikdash. So we have over here a lishka, which is bonoi b'chol, upetuchot lakodesh. So the question is, what is the status of that trailer? Is that trailer considered to be an appendage of the mikdash? Or is that trailer considered to be chol? Namely, could a kohen, why did they put the trailer there? The kohanim had to eat kodshei kodshim in the azara. There's only so much space in the azara to eat kodshei kodshim. Could a kohen simply go into this trailer, bring with him his lamb chop, and eat it in the trailer? So the Braisa says, Lishkos habunuyot b'chol p'tuchot b'kodesh, minayin shekohanim nichnasim l'sham v'ochrim sham kodshei kodshim b'shiyari mincha, Talmud lomar, b'chatsar ohel mo'ed yochluha, ha'torah ribisa chatseros harbei etzel achila. And then the Gemara says, that's true in terms of achila, but in terms of tumah, if a kohen were to go into that trailer in a status of tumah, he wouldn't be chayav the same way he would be chayav if he went into the azara in a status of tumah. A and B. No, that he touched the sheretz there. There was a sheretz in the trailer. Or let's say he wanted to shech the animal. He could shech the animal not only on the mizbeach but the entire azara. You can't shech an animal outside of the azara. That's shkut echut. Could you shech the animal in the trailer? So Gemara says no. Tuma wouldn't apply to the trailer. Avoda wouldn't apply to the trailer. Achilas Kodshim would apply to the trailer. So what's going on over here? Either this Lishka is Kodesh, or this Lishka is Chol. How do we have a situation where we have this Lishka being Kodesh qua Achila, and Chol qua Tuma and Avoda? So the Rav explained that this Lishka can be viewed from two different perspectives. If we view the Lishka in terms of its physical boundaries, where is this Lishka clearly from, if you take a picture like the Americans do of the West Bank from the air, you take this picture from the air to see where the trailers are. So where is this trailer? This trailer is in Chol. This trailer is located outside of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. But functionally, where is this trailer? This trailer is only useful as part of the Beis HaMikdash. So we have something that physically is in boundary X, and functionally it's considered to be part of the system of Y. Physically, functionally. So we find that there are halakhos that go after the physically, and there are halakhos that go after the functionally. Tumah and avoda go after the physically. Achila goes after the functionally. Okay. Now let's take it one step further. Let's move from the world of kodshim to the world of Shabbos. Okay. Let's say we have a tree. The trunk of the tree is planted in Rishus Hayachid. The branches of the tree go over into Rishus Harabim. Okay? How do I view the branches of the tree, klapei the tree? Let's say I want to know if I carry something from the branch of the tree to the trunk of the tree. How do I, no, it's what are, if I want to view the branch of the tree, and I want to use terminology which is already a bit familiar to us. So how could I view the branch of the tree? Physically, it's in a different rishus. Functionally, it's baser. In other words, again, we have the same. If I view it physically, it's in a different rishus. So I should put in a picture from the air. You know, as I topographically, we have a line. This is in Rishus Harabim, not Rishus Hayachid. But functionally, it's part of the same system of the tree. We have over here an organic connection between the branch and the tree. So if I ask, is this a problem of Hotzah? Were I to carry something from the branch to the tree, then what would my question be? Does Hotzah go after... Right. In other words, do we have over here what Philip, what Pesach, what Hillel called? Sorry, what Hillel called the crossing the line. In other words, physically I crossed the line, or is it a question? Did I move from framework A into framework B? And so over here there would be a nafkamina between one way viewing it from this perspective, or viewing it from this perspective. Very, very, very good. We'll come to that 1 minute. We'll come to that in 1 minute. So I could very well say, well, Mida Araisa, I need both. Mida Araisa, I'm not going to be Chayav and Hotzah unless I have both a physical change and a functional change. If I only have one and not the other, that's not going to be considered to be Hotzah Mida Araisa. However, Midrabanan, that already is a different issue. And this could help us understand the concept of karmelis. Look, go back to Vavamad Aleph. And look at Rashi. Rashi explains why the Bika, the Istavinis, are considered to be karmelis. Einon lo kirishus hayachid velo kirishus harabim. What does Rashi point out? Einon lo kirishus hayachid. Mishum de dam yelo rishus harabim she'en lehem machitzot. Velo ke rishus harabim einan domin ledigle midbar delav lehilucha de rabim avidei. What does Rashi point out about the difference in the nature between a definition of rishus hayachid and a definition of rishus harabim? The rishus hayachid is defined, we said previously, by what? By machitzot. Namely, we're dealing over here with a physical definition. The Rishus HaRabim is defined by what? By function. By the fact that Rabim, lehilucha de Rabim, avidei. So what if we have something which is nishtahin nishtaher? Namely, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, because physically there are no mechitzot. And it's not a Rishus HaRabim, because it's not asui ledrisas Rabim. Okay? So this is one example of a karmelis. Could you give me another example of a karmelis, perhaps? It's one form of a karmelis, something which is nishtahin nishtaher, which doesn't have the positive qualities of the Rishus HaYachid, doesn't have the positive qualities of the Rishus HaRabim. But could there be another form of a karmelis? The other way around. What would be the other way around? Exactly. This is, what if we have a place that has three machitzot? Three machitzot, and the fourth side is parutz. So if I ask, physically, is this a Rishus HaYachid? The answer is yes. Functionally, is this a Rishus HaRabim? The answer is yes. So what is it? That's also a karmelis. Namely, the karmelis is something which lacks the characteristics of the Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, but it's also something that has physically the characteristics of one and functionally the characteristics of the other. That's also called the karmelis. Now let's move back to our hand. In other words, that once we've taken karmelis out of the realm of mechitzot and rabim dashuba, but rather we have a question of physically, functionally. Person is standing in Rishus HaRabim. His hand is in Rishus HaYachid. What are the two ways that I view this hand? Physically, where is the hand? In the other Rishus. Functionally, it's part of the body, right? In other words, so we have over here where it serves, again, it has the two simultaneously. It's the Rishus HaYachid physically, it's the Rishus HaRabim functionally. It's like the three machitzot where the fourth machitza is broken, where you have both together. That could be over here what the Gemara meant by karmelis. In other words, did Rabbanan view this yad as a karmelis, taking into account that we have this distinction between physically and functionally, that you can have something that physically is part of one world and functionally a part of another world, that has relevance to the world of kachim, it has relevance to the world of hotza'ah, and it has relevance to the world of a karmelis. Not the karmelis which is neither nor. The yam is neither nor. It's neither physically like a Rishus HaRabim, nor it's neither physically like a Rishus HaYachid, nor functionally like a Rishus HaRabim. But we have a concept of a karmelis which is similar to the Lishachot HaBnuyot B'chol U'Petuchot LaKodesh, where physically it's part of the realm of Rishus HaYachid, functionally it's part of the realm of Rishus HaRabim. And that, in other words, is the question over here, did Rabbana make that equation between the Yad and the karmelis? That could be Abaye's question, yes?
According to the way the Rebbe is reading Rashi, that the Yad is actually a karmelis proper. Isn't that difficult in the sense that it's not on the ground?
So now that's the continuity of the Gemara, that's Toshma. So now let's look at the Gemara, and again the Gemara continues. Toshma, Hayesa Yado Malaya Peros, Vahotsiya Luchutz, Tani Chada Asr Lachzira, Tani Idach Mutr Lachzira, My Love, Vaho Kamifligay, Mar Sava Ke Karmelis Damya, Mar Savar Lav Karmelis Damya, Lo, Kule Yalma Ke Karmelis Damya, Velo Kasha, Kan Lamata Me Asara, Kan Lamala Me Asara. When can we view a Yad like a Karmelis? When it's Lemata Me'asara. When it's Lemata Me'asara, then we have the Yad being in the Rishus HaRabim. So then, even though, then we have the situation where even though functionally the Yad is part of the Rishus HaYachid, of the body, physically it's in Rishus Ha. Even though functionally it's part of the Rishus HaYachid, physically it's part of the Rishus HaRabim. Namely, we have to have that combination. Were the Yad to be above Asara, then both physically and functionally it would have nothing to do with the Rishus HaRabim. And so to view the Yad like a karmelis, it has to participate in both worlds. So this Gemara over here is certainly mashma that the karmelis is not just a parallelism, karmelis is an equation. An equation that we have over here, a conceptual definition of a karmelis. The conceptual definition of a karmelis is one of two options. Either that which is neither nor, or that which is both. Here we have the option of being both. Both means that physically it is similar to one rishus, functionally it's in a different rishus. And so that would explain the uniqueness of the karmelis. Also, it would help us put it into this framework as well. That's the concept of lemala mata misara, ibo isema or idi vi idi lemata meyasara, v'lafka karmelis damia, v'lo kasha kami ba'od yom v'kami shechashecha. This is what Tosas quoted previously. This is taking it out of the realm of karmelis, certainly not a karmelis. It's not a karmelis. And nothing to do with a karmelis. A karmelis is very clearly defined as a place without machitzos and rabim doshuba, or a place with machitzos and without rabim, etc. This is not a karmelis. It's purely a question of knas. It's a question of knas, and then it's a technical question, when were they kones? Were they kones dafka in a situation of Erev Shabbos, or were they kones in a situation of Shabbos? So we have then over here within the Gemara, the beginning, the question could be understood on two levels, on the level of knas or on the level of isur. When the moment the Gemara brings in the lamala me'eser, lamata me'eser, that certainly appears to be dealing with defining it as a karmelis. In other words, like the girsa of mi'asruha as a karmelis, and then fits into our conceptual framework. Or the other option is mi'ba'od yomim mi'shechashecha. No, eino k'karmelis, lav k'karmelis damya. It's nothing to do with karmelis, but the question is, were rabbanon kones? And yitachen, they were kones in situation A, and they weren't kones in situation B. Yes?
Going back to Rashi, Rashi has a girsa of mi'asruha.
Right.
Nachon.
That's
it. We said earlier that Rashi learned that it's a karmelis, which so then the girsa should be.
That's what the re-points out. Nira Lari, the garis mi asruha, the lo garis mi kansuha.
Rashi has the girsa.
What can we do? He has the girsa. I mean, look, in other words, it would be smoother if you had the girsa of mi asruha. You could still have the girsa of mi kansuha. But it would be smoother if you had a girsa of mi'asruha. Yes.
So if it's an issa, it's really karmelis, then it might have to be if it was hisfu of issa, not hisfu of issa. Like Tosso said, it's not something that would be b'shogei. But it sounds like from Rashi, it was b'shogei, so then there would be no, it wouldn't be considered karmelis.
The question that I'm raising is a question that bothered Tosfos. I agree 100% that Rashi, what bothered Tosfos is that Rashi appears to begin with the concept of Mima Havi Karmelis. Is it a Karmelis itself? And then according to that, to be consistent, you should continue with the Girsa of Mi Asruha. That would be more consistent. You're 100% correct. The moment that we start the other direction, right, that we look at the end of the Gemara, the end of the Gemara clearly deals with the Knas. The question is, did the Gemara change directions, or is this all one continuity? So you could learn the Gemara's Mikan Suha from beginning to end. It's only a question of Knas, purely technical questions, you know, that they were Kones in something of Matam Yasara because it's parallel to a Karmelis. Masha'inkin Lamalam Yasara is not parallel to the Karmelis. Or you can learn that, no, at the beginning they thought it was an equation, and then the Gemara says, lo, in other words, Iboy Yesema, go takes it in the other direction. The Gemara says, no, that was never the question in the first place. It's certainly not a karmelis, it's only a question of a technical knas. So those are two options. I agree with you that what Tosfos points out on Rashi is that if you're going to learn the Mahave at the beginning, then the girsa of Mi'asruha should be a smoother girsa. Yeah? Correct. Once the Gemara moves over to Miba'od Yom, then we're talking about the level of Knas. There's no question. That's clear. The Gemara itself says, Kulei Alma Lavka Karmelis Dame. But, in other words, so on that level, when we hit that point in the Gemara, we're clearly talking about Knas.
Right.
There's no question we're talking about Knas. The question is, was that ever the previous?
Right.
That could be the original. That could be.
But then it's even the Bodhi Yom. That's even not the regular karmelis. It's like a super karmelis, which is even a super Bodhi Yom.
I hear what you're saying. Once you hit that point of the Gemara dealing with knasot, question is what existed in the Gemara previously. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, when we get Bli Neder when we move over to Daf Vav and we deal with defined Rishiyos, so we'll see that's Machlokes Rishonim as to whether you actually require Rabbim or it's enough simply that potentially it's Avidil Rabbim. You're correct in your Diuk and Rashi. Okay. So let's just to summarize. So Abaye pointed out that we have without the Mishnah we would have had a Havamina in one of two directions. Rashi's Havamina was that Yado Shodom would go after Gufo. The Gaonim's Girsa was that Yado would go after Makomo. But both of those are knocked off by the Mishnah. Once they're both knocked off by the Mishnah, then we have a question: Mahush Teyase Karmelis Mi Kansua. So how do you read this? Is this a run-on sentence? Once it's a Karmelis, then we have an Iser? Or do we read it as simply Mikan Suha? Do we have over here a Knas? In parenthetically, that parallel to Karmelis. If you're going to say it's a pure Knas, so then you have simply questions technically. Where do we apply the Knas? Above Yud, below Yud, Mi Ba'od Yom, not Mi Ba'od Yom. If you're doing on the level of Karmelis, then the connection between Karmelis and Yad is that we have these Rishuyot that functionally are in one realm and physically in another realm. A Karmelis is an example, or could be an example of such a Kilayim. And a Yad also is an example of such a Kilayim. But the Gemara clearly then moves over to the level of Knas. Once the Gemara moves over to the level of Knas, the Gemara says, Umidolo Meshanina Hachi, I'm sorry, I skipped a few lines. The Gemara then asked, from Adarabba. Zev, you want to read? Adarabba. The Gemara thought that where we would have the Knas, we would have the Knas, Mishecha Sheikha. And Miba'od Yom, we wouldn't have the Knas. Gemara says, Adarabba, maybe we should have the Knas only Miba'od Yom and not Mishecha Sheikha, in order that we shouldn't, that Rabbanan shouldn't bring him to a Chiyuv Chatat. Umidalo Kameshanin and Hachi. The Gemara gives various distinctions that here is Shogeg, here is Mezid, here is Laoso Makom, here is Lechatzir Acheres, etc. What over here is the what is the Gemara's connection between these two realms? Well, we're not going to talk about Hidbik Tanur Bepas today, but simply the Hidbik Pat Betanur is something which is Aser Doraisa or Aser Drabana.
Take it off.
Rediya Sapa. What? Rediya Sapa is Xera Drabana. Right? Why it's Aser Drabanan, we'll have to see. And over here we're talking about the Yad, also would be a Drabanan. What over here is the Gemara say, connecting, that just as in our Drabanan, we are not concerned with what? With this being over in Issa Daraisa, so also over there we're not concerned in that Drabanan with this being over in Issa Daraisa. Okay? And then the Gemara distinguishes in terms of, no, you can be machalik. Are these really? Do these have? Is there really? Can you begin to build the building? What should bother us in terms of such an equation, Gilly?
Well, because of the Riesa Pass, we're not concerned that you are going to then do the Riesa. The Riesa is going to happen by itself because you will leave the bread.
Right.
In our case, we're concerned that you're going to put the thing down, and then you are going to do the Riesa.
Yes, I'm sorry?
It's still your mice that's baking the cake. So right now, you're not actively. The nature of baking is that you're not every second doing the mice.
So you're correct. The baking is passive, but over here also your person is passive. No, he's holding his hand.
Right, the isser is passive in regards to the pas, but it's not a passive isser in regards to.
Ah, okay. All right. In other words, that in terms of the pas, you're already involved in the process of isser. Here we have a question as to whether you're going to get involved in the process of isser, or if you want to, over there. If you don't do anything, if we simply close our eyes, there's vade going to be an iser doraisa. Mashenkin, in our situation, when is there going to be iser doraisa and when not? If the person is not able to stand up to the expectations of Chazal, right? Chazal expect this person to stand there holding this object till the end of Shabbos, right? It's now 2 in the afternoon. He's in England. Shabbos ends at 10 at night, right? So Chazal are telling the person, look, you know, you started with an Easter. You better hold this for the next 8 hours. So what's our question? Should we be afraid? Should we be concerned? Maybe he will simply say, you know, like, this is Judaism? like, what do I need this for? In other words, so you're getting involved in his psychology. In other words, you know, is he the stifler? Or is he a run-of-the-mill Jew? Right? The famous story of the stifler was he was in, what? In Siberia, right? There are a number of stories. Like one, he was in Siberia, and he, what? What was it?
Person who's in the army, and yes. Ships for to get they would get a new ship. They would leave the jacket for the next person. The person before him, they left the jacket on the tree branch.
Right.
And you had like a little hashash in the branch and break it, and you were on the next Shabbos.
No, even always there's an Easter on Shabbos. The Easter on Shabbos is to take something off of a branch.
And, almost,
right. And it was freezing. So he said, I'll try staying like one more minute. You know, I'll try. Okay, I did it for a minute, another minute, another minute. And that way he was able to stay for a number of hours. Right. So over here also, are we dealing with a stifer who will say, okay, you know, it's Chazal told me to stand this way. I'll see if I could do it for 5 minutes. I'll see if I can do it for 10 minutes. Or are we dealing with a person who simply will throw it away? That is, you know, it's the connection between that and Radia Sapas is... Like, well, you know, it's, unless you're going to say that we have a vado'us, that a person certainly is not going to be able to stand up to the physical or psychological pressure of simply dropping it. Very, very strange. Yes?
I mean, the Habamina for the Gemara to bring in the Adarabo was, and then to connect it to the Yad of Rivias HaPas, wasn't based on the comparison between the Rivias HaPas and the Yad. It was based on whether or not Chazal are sensitive to cases which are Asibu Vedechi of Chazal.
So yeah, but the Asri Dechi of Chatos are two different Asri Dechi of Chatos. Over there.
Right. But when the Gemara said Adrab Ibchami Sabra, we said the Mibi Ojom, it should be that since you're sensitive, since he may come to Nisr Daraisa, so then we should not make a Knas, because we don't want him to come to Nisr Torah. So the Gemara says, well, once we know that Chazal are not sensitive to coming to Nisr Daraisa, so let's talk about Tisha.
I understand. In other words, but the sensitivity to Nisr Daraisa are apples and oranges. One is sensitivity to Nisr Daraisa, which is definitely going to come. And the other is sensitivity to a person, to the psychology of a person. What?
That's the distinction later in the Gemara.
No, that's not the distinction later in the Gemara. Had the Gemara distinguished that way, that would have been wonderful. The Gemara distinguishes between Shogeg and Mezid. The Gemara distinguishes between Osof Chatzer and Chatzer Acheres. The Gemara distinguishes between...
At the end of Rashi, Shogeg, that's just not what he says.
Yes.
So you can't be closer to Rabbi. At least you're not going to the concept of mezid awesome like lamesh domen which didn't know she's five is based in the hafa you can see on me learn those alcohol is same is based in the ritva says the shar is that is bad there is
okay that and what the ritva says yeah I don't know
in
rashi the ritva says in rashi what so then you have to read that into the gemara you know it's that you know that's a possibility of reading that into the gemara I'm not saying it's not a possibility but you know it's not generally the terminology of shogeg and mezid but you're correct I mean I agree with you that the ritva you know, and the way he understood Rashi, you know, was bothered by this issue and put it therefore into the end of the Gemara. Yes?
Yeah, I forgot which one it was. Either the Ramban or the Rosh asked the question, says it's considered bad. It's impossible to stand with your hands stretched out for 25 hours.
So I'm just bringing you right from the stipe where it's possible. But so you say that, you know, that Milsa de lo shlicha lo gozer Rabbanan viewed most, you know, viewed in terms of most people. I mean, in other words, the Gemara over here is making a certain assumption that we have a vado'us within the psychology of man, or a vado'us within the physical limitations of man, when in reality, it's not a vado'us, but, you know, that Chazal viewed it as a vado'us and then made, you know, it's, and then made the comparison to the case of Rudiya Sapas.
Yeah,
What?
He had an hour and a quarter.
Okay. I said that. Yeah? Yes? It's a gzera. Like over here we have a gzera. Yeah. No. Well, Chazal made the gzera in the first place. They made it what's the language of the Gemara, of the eitz and tzedadei ha'eitz. It's called tzedei ha'eitz, as opposed to tzedei tzedadim. That the gzera in terms of the tree went so far to that which is hanging on the tree, as opposed to that which is in something which is hanging on the tree. He had a cheshbon. But he felt he'd be able to. That's what he said. Oh, wait 5 minutes. Okay. So this then over here is the sugya on the Gimel days. What we left off on the Gimel days, what we haven't covered, is the din of Rudiya Sapas. So here is Tosfos. He tiru lo gerdosa. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on the Kavtesim days. What is the nature of the Iser of Rudiya Sapas? So, see that Gemara, also Gemara a little later on, Adaf Kuf Yud Zayin, Amid Beis, Tosas quotes, and then see the following Rishonim. See also the Rif over here, Adaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Baal Hamor relates to the Rif, the Ramban relates to the Baal Hamor. Okay, we have over here all Adaf Aleph Amid Beis, and then the Ran gives his own Teirut, Adaf Beis Amid Aleph, in the pages of the Rif. That all deals with the nature of what exactly is the Iser of Rudiya Sapas. Then we'll move over to the Gemara over here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in terms of V'chi Omrim L'Adam Chatei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chaverecha, namely to learn the Gemara up to the two dots, the second two dots on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And the V'chi Omrim L'Adam Chatei B'Shul Sheyizkeh Chaverecha, I don't know if we'll finish next time, I hope to begin. There's this long Tosis over here, V'chi Omrim, and Tosis quotes a Gemara in Erevin, a Gemara in Gittin, a Gemara in Psachim, and all of those places you have parallel Tosfos. So see the Tosfos here, Tosfos in Gittin, Tosfos in Erevin, and what the differences are within Tosfos. And most important, to see the Ramban, the Chiddushi Ramban, and the Rashba. The Rashba will help you understand the Ramban. And we'll go through the Ramban pretty much line by line. And then, when we finish that, which, again, I don't know if we're going to finish next time, then I'd like to see the Shulchan Aruch, how this din of Omrim Loch Adam Chatei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chaverecha is brought down. So it's in three places in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Nun Dalad, at the end of Siman Shin Vav, and in Siman Shin Kaf Chet. And there is a Gra in the Biuri HaGra on the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Shin Vav. Okay, so that will be a sugi in and of itself. Then we'll come back, Lineder, to Akira and Hanocha, Hadron Alach. We'll come back to it at the bottom of the Dalet Amud Aleph. So next time we'll deal with the nature of Rudiya Sapas, and then Lineder will move over into the V'chi Omrim Lo Adam Chatei.